Welcome to Exceedingly Abundant Ministries with Pastor Gary Cole. We are committed to bringing you the good news of the gospel, believing that God wants to make Christians whole in spirit, soul, and body. Visit our website at eaministries.net. Now, here is Pastor Gary with today's teaching.
Well, I pray today you're just having a glorious day. Remember, this is a day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen? That's the way we should treat every day. Today we're going to be talking about speaking to our mountains. You know, we all have mountains, don't we, that we have to deal with. It can be health. It can be finances. It can be relationships. It can be job. It can be multitudes of things. What is your mountain? What do you need to speak to and see move and change in your life? We'll begin in Mark chapter 11, beginning verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou curseth is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Well, that's awesome, isn't it? Now, when we're talking about moving mountains like Jesus was teaching his disciples, you know, the first question we need to ask is if we're really going to have faith, we need to know that this is something that God really does for people, right? So we need to take a little time sometimes and ask, what does God say about my mountain? Well, let me encourage you a little bit from the Word of God. Here in the book of Psalm 119, beginning verse 89, it says, Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is into all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. So God's word has already been settled in heaven. And remember that prayer of Jesus? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we know God's word is settled in heaven, and we need to call it down, proclaim it, pray it in here on earth. God has given us many promises, provisions in the word of God, but they have to be appropriated by faith. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. First of all, let's go in here over to Mark chapter 8, beginning verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the word know here is to become intimately acquainted with. We need to know, thus saith the Lord. We've studied God's word. The Holy Spirit has brought light to that truth, and now we know it's a promise of God. We know it's something for you and I, and now we're ready by faith to speak to that mountain and call forth that promise and provision for our life. Amen? And remember here, even in this passage, how does Jesus start out by saying? He starts out by saying, have faith in God. And I like the Amplified. It has a little parentheses in there, continually. Do you know, there's never not a good time to trust God. We are to always trust God continually. No matter what happens in your life, your first response is, Lord, I'm trusting in you. Because God knew before eternity passed that this was going to happen. Amen? So we can trust him. He has a way of escape. He has a provision. He has direction and wisdom for you and I. So we respond by trusting in God. In fact, I like this passage of scripture over here in the Old Testament in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. It says, Behold, his soul that is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. I like that. It's personal. We have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. You know, just because you go to church and you've heard messages about Jesus and you intellectually would say, well, yeah, I believe in Jesus, that doesn't make you a Christian. You become a Christian when you repent of your sins under the conviction of the Holy Spirit and receive Jesus Christ into your heart. You invite him to come in and be your Savior and Lord of your life. Amen? And then from that moment on, you've met Jesus, and now you cultivate that love relationship with him through prayer, through the Word, through hearing his voice and obeying him. It's a love walk that should grow stronger and stronger every day. And no matter what happens, Lord, I'm trusting in you, Lord Jesus. How would you direct me now? You know, the Bible says it all over the Bible. How about Romans 1:17? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. How about Galatians 3:11? But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And again, probably one of my favorite ones, which I mention often to people because it's just so much powerful truth, is Hebrews 10, beginning in verse 35. And remember, we're in 2012. There may be some things happening this year that would, if you weren't a believer and trusted in the Lord, scare you. Okay? There are some perilous times coming, but God will see us through. Remember, there's a reprieve for the believer in Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's read verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Remember, have confidence in God. He's worthy of your trust, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. For we are not of them who draw back into perdition, again another word for misery, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So we don't ever draw back. We have confidence in God. Remember, and I like this because you need to hear this. Even when you're having mountain-moving faith, it doesn't always move all at once. Remember, he said here, you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So you keep thanking and praising God even while the answer's on the way, okay? Now, again, once you have really exercise that faith, your mountain should begin to move, but sometimes it's a process, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, okay? So be patient, believe God, have confidence in him, and don't draw back. In fact, we'll look at another danger here as we go through this passage of Scripture, okay? So he says, whatever things you desire. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Remember Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. You know, God gives us desires. God wants us to be blessed and do well. You know, he wants us to walk in those blessings you even read about in Deuteronomy chapter 28. If we'll hear God's voice and obey him, God says, here's the blessings that will come upon you and overtake you. Amen? But we don't have time today to talk about it. But I tell you, for those who refuse to hear God's voice and obey him, there's a lot more verses that follow about curses. Oh, do you believe in the blessing of God today, Pastor? Yes. And I believe in the curses of God today, too, to those who walk in rebellion. The United States is not going through the things we're going through because we've heard God's voice and obeyed it. We as a nation have been kicking God out of our government, our schools, out of everything. Yes. You know what 9/11 was? God letting down the hedge because we kept kicking him out of institutions? We've been making decisions contrary to the Word of God. We have called good evil and evil good. Remember Israel in the Old Testament? As long as they were serving God, they would defeat their enemies, and their enemies could not come in and tear them apart. But when they started serving other gods, then the enemies would come in and defeat Israel. That's the same way it works for the church. We have not been the people of God. We've allowed millions of little, sweet, precious babies to be butchered. We have called sexual perversion okay. We have now even turned our back on Israel. And God says, I bless those who bless the Jews, and I curse those who curse the Jews. What do you think our nation's been doing? Well, it all makes sense. That's why we as a nation have to repent, and it begins with the church. 1 Peter says, judgment begins at the house of God. Get your house in order. Repent of your sins. Get serious in your love walk with Jesus and go forward now by faith and be bold. Tell people what the truth is, what the Bible says. Do not be politically correct. Political correctness is sin. It's corrupt, and it brings and is bringing the judgment of God. You tell everybody about Jesus. He's the creator of the earth. He's the one that gives us life and breath and being. He's the soon coming King of Kings, Lord of Lords. What did Jesus say? Matthew 10:32-33, whosoever therefore confesseth me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever denieth me before men will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. I would not be ashamed of Jesus. He died for your sins. He loved you even when you were the worst rebel on planet earth. He still loved you and died for you and rose again, shed his blood that you could have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. He lives in you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. How could you not tell someone about your best friend, Jesus? You say, well, I don't even know this Jesus. Would you like to? I can lead you in a sinner's prayer, and you can right now invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Pray with me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I understand today that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent. Lord Jesus, now let your precious blood wash away my sins. I'm trusting in you. Come into my heart, Jesus, and be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. Amen. God bless you. If you prayed that prayer from the heart in a minute, Jesus is now your Savior and Lord. Find a good Bible church that preaches the Word of God and get baptized, become a disciple, and grow in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, never be ashamed of Jesus. He said in John 14:6, Jesus said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, I'm a preacher of the gospel. If I told you you could get to heaven by any way but Jesus, I would be a liar and I'd have to stand before Jesus. Buddha, Muhammad, you name them, you'll go to hell trusting in them. Only Jesus Christ is God. Only Jesus Christ is the one who died on the cross and shed his blood. And Father God says, if you'll trust in my son Jesus, I'll forgive you and you can know me. There's no one else. Every other road takes you to hell. The cults and isms, they'll all go to hell. Don't go to hell with them. Jesus Christ is God, He is Lord, and He came 2,000 years ago to earth. God became man that we might know Him, and He died for our sins. We don't serve a God that says, you die for me. Our God died for us, and so that we could have eternal salvation, He loves us perfectly. He is the risen Savior. Oh, don't you love Jesus? Don't you love Jesus? So no matter what happens, we trust in the Lord. Amen? So Jesus says, when you pray, say to the mountain. You mean talk to an inanimate object? Okay, let's go back here to verse 14. Jesus cursed the fig tree. It died. He spoke to an object and it died. How about over here? Let's go over here to Matthew chapter 8 a minute. Okay. Yeah. You speak to stuff. Did you know that? And when he was entered into a boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose, what did he do? And rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. He spoke to the winds and the sea, and they calmed down. And Jesus says, I've given you authority. To what? In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Jesus has all authority, but he's delegated authority to you and I to speak to the mountains, to speak to situations in this life that they are to line up with the Word of God and the will of God. He's giving that authority to you and I. Let me prove that to you. Let's go over here just for a minute to Luke chapter 10. Okay. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us through thy name. That's the name of Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Wow, that's awesome. That's powerful. Amen. Jesus has called us to speak to the mountains, to speak to the storms in our life, and tell them to line up with the Word of God. Amen? Isn't that exciting? Okay. So he says, when you pray, say to the mountain. Remember, I like over here, I'm not going to read it to you, in Acts 16:16-19. Remember, Paul and Silas came along across that demonized girl, and she kept following them around. And it says, and Paul spoke to the saint, to that spirit, and says, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out of her. That's awesome. Okay? You need to cast demons out when they rise up. And yes, they do rise up in Christians. Okay, that's another message. Remember, a Christian can't be possessed, but he can be demonized under the influence or attack of the devil, and there can be legal rights through sin that you don't repent of, that Satan has legal rights to operate in your life, or through generational curses and iniquities. Satan has a ground in your life and family, but they can be broken in the name of Jesus Christ and the power of his blood. Amen? But we have to exercise that authority. So when you pray, say to the mountain. And notice, when we're praying, what do? We believe that you receive them, In other words, we're exercising faith when we're speaking because we know what the Word of God says. We know what the promise of God is. And therefore, with the delegated authority that Jesus has given to us, prayerfully or just proclaiming out loud, we speak to that mountain by faith. We believe that we receive them. We believe that God is going to do exactly what we've asked because we know it's according to His Word. It's according to His will because we have the promise of God. Amen? And it's a desire of our heart. Amen? That's exciting. Over here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. Let's go there for just a minute. Romans 12, 3. Paul said this, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." So every believer has a measure of faith. Operate in that measure of faith. Exercise it. If you want to grow strong in anything, you have to exercise. You have to exercise your muscles to get stronger, right? Exercise. You have to exercise your faith. You have to appropriate the promises and provision of God by faith, which means you speak it out, you pray it, you proclaim it, you call it forth. Amen? Isn't that exciting? Isn't it amazing what God, what authority He's given to us as His children? In fact, He declares that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. He calls us saints now. He tells us we're accepted in the Beloved. Do you believe what God says about you? You should. Do you know who you are in Christ? You need to. Amen. Now, the devil will try to tell you it doesn't work for you, but he's a liar. And the devil might even speak through people and tell you it doesn't work. It does. It's the Word of God. In fact, I'd be a little fearful when anybody tells me something in the Bible isn't true. That's pretty scary ground. Amen. If Jesus said it, remember Hebrews 13:8. You know, some people don't like that verse. I love that verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the Word of God is alive. When I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I know what Jesus did back then. He does it today. And a lot of times He's not only going to do it for me, He's going to do it in and through me as I exercise my authority in His name. That is exciting. Now that makes the Bible really an exciting book when you realize God still does miracles today, sets captives free today, saves people today, makes miraculous provision today. I tell you, our God is exciting. Amen. Remember, He's not changed. Sadly, some churches have changed. Sadly, there's so many cults and isms that deceive and take people to hell. But don't let that be you. You can know Jesus Christ in a personal love relationship. He's just waiting for you to invite Him into your heart and life. He'll save you, and you can grow in Him, and you can do Jesus works and greater works. Because He said so. That's John 14:12. You say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, that's sin. That's unbelief. That's doubt. And you need to confess that to the Lord as sin now. Amen. You don't agree with His Word. The Bible says, Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Well, the whole idea is, can you go forward in God and not agree with Him and His Word? Amen. Remember, don't let anybody explain away the miracles of God. Miracles are happening all the time. Where have you been living? God is great. He is awesome. And even in the midst of the apostasy that's going on in America, God's still doing great miracles to those who believe Him. Again, to those who hear His voice and obey it. Amen. Those blessings will flow mightily for you. God's not a respecter of persons. Amen. Don't you love that? So, when you pray, believe that you receive that and you shall have them. But there's something here I wish I could just go down to the bottom part where it says you shall have them, but Jesus did say something else, and this is often why you miss out on that blessing. Here it is. And shall not doubt in his heart. You see, I mean, do you understand that the devil and his demons tempt you to sin? A temptation is a demon speaking in your ear, telling you to do something that is sinful or ungodly or unrighteous, or telling you, oh, that's not right, that doesn't work today. Remember, the devil tries to get you to doubt God. What did he do in the garden with Adam and Eve? Did God say? He tries to put a question mark in your mind so that you won't have faith. You know, I told you doubt was sin. I guess I ought to prove it, don't you think? Would that be nice? Okay. Let's go to Romans 14:23. And he that doubteth is condemned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever you don't do by faith is sin. Boy, that makes sin pretty big, doesn't it? You doubt the rightfulness in it. You doubt. Doubt is sin. Unbelief is sin. Fear is sin. When you fear doing what God's told you to do. The Bible says God's not given us the spirit of fear. It is a spirit. God said so. But of power and of love and a sound mind. Receive the power and love and sound mind in Jesus' name. And tell that spirit of fear to get out of here. You're not going to be intimidated anymore to stand up for Jesus and do exactly what he tells you to do. Amen? So, when you're speaking to that mountain, telling it where to go, believe that you receive them, and do not doubt in your heart, which means you could be tempted by people or the wicked one to doubt that God will do it. And if you entertain that doubt, you just may very well miss out on the mountain being moved. Want me to prove that to you? I'm going to have to move quickly here. James chapter 1. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Do not be double-minded. Do not doubt. Have faith in God. Speak to the mountain. Know God's going to do it. Do not entertain the doubt. And again, that's the enemy at work, trying to get you to doubt that God will actually do it for you or do it on time. Don't entertain that. That's the wicked one speaking to you. Learn to recognize. Learn, have spiritual discernment to know when the Holy Spirit's talking to you and when a demon's talking to you. Okay, and if you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And if you're a Christian, the devil speaks to you. And if you don't know that, I've got a lot more preaching for you later, okay? But if you'll not doubt in your heart, which means that you might get challenged by the evil one for what you're believing God for. If you will not entertain that doubt, if you will not get in unbelief, if you will not become double-minded, if you will not be besieged by fear, what happens? Ye shall have them. Now, remember, it says you shall have them. It could be quickly, it could be instantaneously, or it could be progressive. But if you believe God, begin to thank him and praise him now for that mountain that is being moved. God bless you. Have a great life.
This broadcast is made possible by our faithful partners in the ministry outreach of Bethel Worship Center in Joplin, Missouri. If you have been blessed by Pastor Gary Culp's teaching and would like to know more about our ministry, Feel free to visit our website at eaministries.net. That's eaministries.net.